7-1384 to schedule your consultation. The first 20 callers will receive a complimentary consultation. Again, the number is 314-647-1384. You do not have to live with this problem any longer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season.
Why?
Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Oak Ridge Winery, Lodi, California's oldest operating winery. Available at your local Shop and Save, Schnucks, Deerberg's, and other fine wine shops and restaurants. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
Your mom's chest hair.
Your mom's chest hair. Hey, my mother's dead. Watch it.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 22nd edition of Finian's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. I'll be in the showroom tomorrow. Not on display or anything, but I have a meeting there tomorrow. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. They're just about finished with that renovation of that whole shopping center area. It's going to be very, very nice. Next to McAllister's Deli, Thompson Price. Tell you a little bit about what they do and how well they do it after we do this.
Hey!
Who's at the control board? The same guy who's there every day. Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not completely satisfied with your current financial advice, there may be a better solution out there. And it may be a good opinion to get a second opinion.
It may be a good opinion to
get
a second
opinion.
It may
be a good strategy to get a second opinion. Yes, with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chat. Well, that would work. It might be a good opinion to get a second opinion. I mean, that's not necessarily incorrect.
Don't try to cover it.
It wasn't the word I was going to say, but it was. It's not necessarily
you screwed up.
Incorrect.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser on. Dan, how's it going?
In my opinion, it's going great. Hi, everybody.
But see, that makes sense. You didn't even know how to... Forget it. Hebe Jimenez, charge of security.
Thanks, Dan. Helping me out.
You're welcome.
Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
Bernice, we found your twin. Her name is Linda. And Rat Boy's all excited, says he's packing up and he's moving to Illinois. Because, as you know, it looks like Illinois will be the next state to do the whole marijuana thing. And, you know, it'll be easy to get access. You can recreationally use. And he says he's already, everything's set, and he's ready to go with his marijuana what?
Cheese.
Marijuana cheese.
Uh-huh.
Well, why not? They have gummy bears, marijuana pie and cakes and all kinds of. Go for it. I say, why not marijuana cheese? Good luck to you. Should make a lot of money. Listen to that clarinet. That's Clarence Byington from New Orleans, Louisiana. That guy
Byington?
Is Byington, B-Y-I-N-G-T-O-N. He's filling in today. That guy can play the clarinet. And then, of course, there on the accordion, Bruce himself. Bruce Limprist in the all-boy orchestra, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. That's one of the latest scare tactic things they use for the news. It's, will your kid be getting marijuana candy in his Halloween bag this year?
Oh, my goodness. I saw that.
One, stoners don't want to give away their own stuff.
No.
And two, that stuff is not cheap. Like, they're just going to be handing it out willy-nilly to any kids.
Another thing to not worry about to want to make you worry.
They were showing a picture of a regular gummy bear next to a marijuana gummy bear. Will this be in your kid's sack this year?
How ridiculous. You're right. No, nobody gives away if it's good stuff.
Why would they? It's not cheap, from what I hear.
Folks, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. I'd be more worried about your kid going and knocking on the door of a sexual predator who's not registered or something. I'd be more worried about that. We're brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Got a beautiful showroom in DePere. Got a nice website, too, thompsonprice.com. It's about to get nicer. I'm going tomorrow. We're going to shoot some videos for the website. Where if you go on the thompsonprice.com, I'll kind of welcome you to the site. Yeah, I charged him a fortune for that. Okay, I didn't charge him anything for it. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. And here's what you need to do. If you've looked around that kitchen and you've decided, boy, this kitchen looks 20 years older than the rest of the whole house. In fact, it's dating the house. It's dragging the house down. Rip it out. Get rid of it. Put a new kitchen. Put a kitchen in there that will make the whole house, look 10, 20 years newer. It's sort of the focal point of the house, the kitchen. And my recommendation would be to recommend to you the same people who did our kitchen 17, 18 years ago. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Yes. And yes, back then we did take two other bids and we looked at three companies total. And the winner was Thompson Price, not because they were the lowest, because they weren't the lowest. They were right in line with one of the other companies, but what they came back to us with was so much more comprehensive and well thought out. And they had asked us questions nobody else asked us. And some of the questions, I wondered, why are they asking us these questions? Who's left-handed? Is anybody left-handed? How tall? You know, how much do you cook? That was an easy one to answer. Never. And they put an oven in anyway. Two ovens for a woman who never cooks. Someday you got to sell that house. Do you want to sell a house with no ovens in it? No, you don't. And then we got some things that at the time, I remember thinking, oh, man, this is like space age. It was the glass cooktop with the circles.
Oh,
17, 18 years ago, and they lit up red. I thought, ooh, this is great. Now they have induction heating. You know what that is? I read a story on it this morning. You put your palm down on it and feel nothing. It's induction. You got to have a magnetic pan. And
really?
It heats inductively, so when you finish, there's no heat on the surface. It's wild. They use it in Europe more than they do here. And I don't know if that's going to be coming here soon because, you know, electricity and gas and stuff is a lot more expensive over there than it is here. But whatever it is, if it's something that's cool or hot or practical now or something that not just – well, here's the deal. Anything new now – you're happy with. But are you going to be happy with it in 10 or 20 years? The answer with Thompson Price is yes, you will. Because they think past today. They think past. They have a whole process that's more comprehensive than anybody else's, as far as I can tell. And they'll ask you a lot of questions as a reason for it. Because when it's finished, they want it to be the ideal, the perfect kitchen or bathroom for your house and your family. Website is thompsonprice.com. I think Dan will know this guy. I had a nice, long conversation on the phone today with Bob Rowe.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Remember Bob? He's still alive.
Do.
He's still alive.
What a great guy.
Buckethead.
Yes.
His nickname.
Yeah.
Former St. Louis Cardinal football player.
Yeah, lineman.
Bob, real nice to talk to Bob again. Hello to Bob and his wife, who's much too good for him, Jan. I finally watched the CBS Sunday Morning that we recorded from Sunday morning, and I've come to the conclusion, not knowing anything personally really about baseball, I'm not much of a sports guy, but I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. What if you saw the interview?
Yes.
A terrific interview with Pete Rose.
I definitely think they should lift that thing and
I mean, lighten up, for
fame.
Goodness sakes. Yes, the guy gambled, and he did and did it for many, many years, and he finally did. Well, okay, I did. I gambled on his own team. But he bet on him to win.
But he didn't do steroids, so all of those records that he has, and
they're legit.
They're legit, yes.
And he still holds four or five big records.
Yeah.
Still holds the records for most hits, for most, I think, games played by any player. I mean, for goodness sakes.
And I was never a big Pete Rose fan. I always thought he was kind of, I've heard he's been a jerk, and he just.
And I'm sure that that's true.
Yeah, but.
But you know what?
He definitely should
be
in
the Hall of Fame. The Pete Rose that I saw Sunday morning knows what he did. He's sorry for what he did. He's humbled. Put him in. I say he'll go in. I say he'll go in before he passes away. He'll get to see himself put in the Hall of Fame. And when I saw the line of people at Cooperstown every year that line up to get his autograph, more people than for anybody they go to see at the Hall of Fame or anything, they go to look at at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think that's all he does now for a living.
Yeah. Is you know what he, you see what he signs
autograph
on the ball?
Shows. I'm sorry, I bet on baseball or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he signs every autograph.
He signs
like that.
Every ball. I'm sorry that I bet on baseball, Pete Rose. That's what he puts on the ball.
Wow.
That says to me humility. That says regret. It says, put him in the Hall of Fame. Holy cow. Cop Watch. This is interesting. Cop Watch is a group that pays people to come into Ferguson to be SH disturbers. True. Channel 4 website had a story on a guy who went on a Craigslist, I think, looking for a job, and he stumbled on this offer to pay people from this cop watch to go into Ferguson and act like animals. How about that?
Unbelievable.
There are people getting paid to come in and act like they care about Ferguson. They don't give two hoots about Ferguson or the shooting or anything else. They're looking for a payday.
At least they're starting to expose stuff like that now, where they wouldn't before.
Well, they are. They're also starting to leak this grand jury stuff, and that's very obvious to anybody why they're doing it the way they're doing it. They're piecemealing this stuff out so that it's not just one announcement that's going to rock these people back on their heels when they don't indict this guy. I don't even want to begin to think where I think we're headed with all this.
But still, the kid that was shot in, or the guy that was shot in the city,
in Shaw, the
Von Derrick Myers,
yeah, in the Shaw neighborhood. They have all that evidence, and they still say, oh, he's just holding
the
sandwich.
They don't want to hear the facts or the truth. They're going to say it was all planted or whatever. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. On the way here today, I was coming off the road I live on. I made one turn, and I was met head-on by a vehicle that passed by me. I got a glimpse of it. This is the most intimidating thing I've ever seen. It was a black Tahoe, and it was like a Secret Service. I don't know who this guy was, but I love your car, man. You've got the meanest, most intimidating looking. I don't know if you were highway patrol. It was a black, triple black, blacked out windows, lights buried in the grill. It was an unmarked, yet you made no mistake. Somebody was in that car that could have you put away. It was. I almost turned around and went after him, pulled him over. And said, can I just look at your Tahoe? This is the coolest looking thing I've ever seen. Halloween's coming up in 9 days. Peon mentioned the woman who wanted to raise a stink because Toys R Us had some action figures of the Breaking Bad cast. And you know, to me, if you think about Halloween. It's amazing to me that kids aren't actually kind of scarred for life. Look at the stuff we have them looking at. Blood and gore and butcher knives and skeletons and Frankenstein-type doctors. If you think about it, it's pretty creepy. Mm-hmm. It's not just friendly ghosts and puffy white things or even witches and stuff. How does that not scare kids? But it doesn't. I don't think anybody has ever been shown that any kid grew up to be some sort of lunatic because they participated in Halloween. I don't know about you, but every night before I go to bed, I go to sleep wondering. I wonder who Barbara Walters' most fascinating people of the year will be.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have the list. Give it up. First of all, Barbara, give it up. You should have given it up a long time ago. Here's who she finds most fascinating and that you'll see on ABC December 14th. Oprah Winfrey. What else could we possibly know about Oprah Winfrey or need to know? Neil Patrick Harris. Chelsea Handler. Okay, I would give you that. Chelsea Handler is fascinating. She's interesting. There are still some people that don't know who she is. You'll know if you watch this thing with Barbara Walters. Scarlett Johansson. Really? Mm. Really?
I find her fascinating.
Other names will be announced soon. I know you do. I don't get it. I don't get that.
Yeah, I've seen some things.
See it. Michael Sam has been let go by the Dallas Cowboys. Practice squad. He was on the practice squad. Now he's out. Now let me read you. And don't tell me this is not deliberate. I will start by saying when I read this paragraph, it makes reference to a 4-3 end. Do you know what that means?
Yes. Defensive end who plays in a 4-3 formation.
Four down linemen, three linebackers. There's a 3-4, which is three. Okay.
Linemen and four linebackers.
And four linebackers. Here's the paragraph. Michael Sam, as you know, is gay. It says, Sam was a productive player at Missouri, an All-American and pro-Southeastern Conference Defensive Player of the Year, but he always was going to have to overcome his physical limitations in the NFL. He's on the small side for a 4-3 end and too stiff to play in a 3-4.
Oh. What? Wow.
That's what it says.
Ooh.
See, the gay thing was a problem. Mm-hmm. He was too stiff to play in a 3-4.
Hmm.
I'm reading from USA Today. Now, what did they mean by that?
In a standard 4-3 defense, your four linemen are usually, I don't know, 6'5", 6'7". He's not tall enough, not heavy enough. Usually they're 6'5", to 6'7",
43, 50.
In a 3-4 defense, you have to be more agile.
Or maybe they actually meant, you know, stiff.
Well, that could be. Yeah, what publication was this from?
USA Today.
Oh.
Pretty legitimate. Pretty legitimate. Here's a fascinating. So if you I love dogs. I do. A dog is the most interesting animal to me. There's a story out this morning from the Associated Press about these dogs that are trained to detect human remains, even the tiniest particle of human remains, and maybe even parts of a human that have been buried for a long, long time. Check this out. A guy named Mark Noah, he's the founder of History Flight, which is a nonprofit foundation. Their mission includes finding tens of thousands of fallen American veterans whose bodies were never recovered. This is all over the world. So this dog, Buster, his handler's name is a guy named Dosti, Paul Dosti, and he works with Buster, who's a black lab. And a lot of it is just walking and walking and walking. And then Buster gives an indication that's like a good bird dog when he senses human remains. Check this out. Buster, this dog, and his handler were working with a team of volunteers and paid staff members. They were using ground-penetrating radar and historic records. And they've helped the organization unearth remains of missing Americans who were lost in World War II and battles in Europe. Check this out. Buster helped find First Lieutenant Robert Finstermacher. He was an Army Air Corps pilot whose plane crashed in Belgium when it was shot down in 1944.
Oh.
70 years later, Buster finds the remains of this guy. They just buried him last year at Arlington. How about that?
It's pretty cool. Incredible.
And how about these dogs that can get around you and they give, there's a sign they give, they know you got cancer. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, they sense that the owner has, I want that dog. I want that dog. What's that, boy? I've got cancer.
What?
Yeah. Get me to the hospital. 1944. Then there's a dog here that found the body of a Canadian woman named Maria Tanishnuk in 2003. She had been shot in the head by her husband, and they'd never been able to solve this because they couldn't find the body. The dog finds the body, or pieces of it, or whatever. Pretty, I mean, dogs, they're amazing. I'm telling you. Induction heating. I mentioned it earlier. This is a big thing in Europe, bigger than it is here. Think of a cooktop like we have with the circles. They get hot. Maybe you've got gas or electric or that, you know, stuff. I've got a glass top. With induction, you can bring 6 cups of water to a boil in 3 minutes. And when you take the pan away, wow, put your hand on it, there's no heat.
Wow.
Any pan that's magnetic on the bottom, if you take a magnet and it'll stick to the pan, that pan will work. Induction works on a magnetic force. It's pretty amazing. And so you never have to worry about burning your hand or some kid getting burned or waiting for anything to cool down. You can put paper or paper towel under a pan that's boiling water, and the paper won't catch fire. It doesn't even get hot. I'm telling you, the Jetsons, that's who we are. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, this is an adult joke. The reason I say that, it's adult subject matter. There's no dirty words in it. I don't do jokes with dirty words. I'll be thrown off the air. But it's adult subject matter. So you folks have somebody in the car, and you go, what am I supposed to say when my kid says, what did that mean? Hey, you'll figure it out. Do what I used to tell my kids. When you're old enough, you'll get it. It's a story of three couples traveling together on vacation, a road trip, and a car breaks down. They're in an SUV. And by the way, it's not from Landoff. It's not a Chevy. It's another one. It broke down. That'll teach them. And they're limpet, barely runs, sputtering up to a farmhouse. And they explain to the farmer the problem. Of course, it's too late. Typical setup for a joke. Small town automotive shop is closed for the evening. So the farmer says, well, you know, you're welcome to stay here till morning, but I've only got 2 extra beds. Now there are 3 couples. This is awkward. What are you going to do, put 2 guys in bed with one of the wives or 2 wives with one of the... No. No, you're not. So the 3 wives sleep in one bed, in one bedroom, and the 3 husbands have to sleep together in the same bed. That is more awkward. Guys sleeping together is a lot more awkward than women.
Yes.
Women do that. They go, I'll just room with her. You know, we don't like that. So off they go to the bedrooms. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, the guy in the middle nudges the guy to his right. He says, Jim, hey, Jim, wake up. Jim. Jim says, I'm what? What is it? He goes, I got to get out of bed. I got to take care of some business, man. He says, can we fill the bathroom? He goes, No. This is a lot better than that. I got to go get with my wife right now. He goes, what? He said, yeah. I just woke up and I reached down and I've got my hand around the biggest boner I have ever had in my whole life. And I need to put this thing to some use. Let me out. I got to go get with my wife. And Jim says, well, then I'm going with you. He said, why? He said, because your hand is around my wiener.
Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, if you're traveling on westbound 70, things are really slow between 170 and Lindbergh. They're going to be stop and go in areas between Highway 270 out through Zumbel. They have cleared that accident. Now, we do have an incident on southbound 170 near Ladue that has everything stacked up now, approaching Page down through Ladue, and then you're heavy again from Brentwood down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, stop and go from Page down through Ladue, and then again from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, heavy from Timberlake Manor through Mason. Heavy again from Clayton Morrison all the way into Big Bend. Excuse me. And then on westbound 40, things are stacked up from Grand out through McCausland, and we're heavy again from 270 to Mason, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Six Flags St. Louis. Six Flags Fright Fest, St. Louis's most terrifying haunt, open through November 2nd. Last chance to buy a four-pack of passes with free season parking and free Fright Fest. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
It all seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Warning! The Granite Busters Fall Countertop Clearance is almost over. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one granite and quartz retailer, Granite Busters. Buy before October 31st and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 a square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating, and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today, or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Sale offer is for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
The area's newest, most state-of-the-art auto dealership has arrived. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Rockland has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Rockland is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Rockland's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brockland service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at brockland.com.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself? I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour, or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield, across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
Would you spend $199 to save $5,000 or more? No matter where you are in the mortgage process, your proposals are going to be 50 to 60 pages long. You have no idea how many unnecessary fees are hidden in that paperwork. I'm Mike Galani, founder of Loan Caddy. Loan Caddy is the first home loan advisory company in the nation. You're going to get your mortgage from someplace else. We're not a bank. We're not a lender. We don't do loans. We're going to go through all of that legal mumbo jumbo and make sure your mortgage is not stuffed with unnecessary fees. On average, we save our clients anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000, and it only costs $199. If you're not completely satisfied, you get your money back. Everyone on our team has been in the mortgage industry for many years, and we know exactly where to look to save you money. To get the process started, just go to LoanCaddy.com. LoanCaddy.com. You can't afford not to talk to us. That's Loan, C-A-D-D-I-E.com.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Ackerman Toyotas are showing up all over St. Louis. It starts with their ultra-clean showroom and service area to the prompt, courteous staff. They've created an attitude that's made them number one in customer retention for 4 years running. Ackerman sells for less and is conveniently located on South Kings Highway just minutes from the hill. Like us on our new Facebook page for automotive tips, trends, inventory, and deals, or on the web at AckermanToyota.com. Or give us a call at 314-351-3000. That's 314-351-3000. That's Ackerman Toyota for your next set of keys.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
All right, fair warning for anybody new to the show. Sometimes our next guest is slightly intoxicated. You should know that. He's not driving in the privacy of his own home, but sometimes he's lit up. I also say we don't condone, necessarily, overconsumption of alcoholic beverages.
And some of the language that it leads to.
Some of the language that it leads
nothing
to.
Nothing FCC violate, you know,
no,
violation-wise.
But. No. But we're on top of it. We've got our hand on the button. His name is Mike Evans. For those of you who have never heard of him, he's on, I don't know, 60 radio stations. But I think the only one he feels free to be lit up on is this one, and that's a good thing. It means he's comfortable with us. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. I don't ever know what to say about these places, except that if you've never been, go. Special occasion, Annie Gunn's. Special items you can't find just anywhere, Smokehouse Market. And gift certificates, they do a boatload of gift certificates all year, especially this time of year. So there's something you can get anybody, and they'll love it. Gift certificates from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Hey, get the front door.
Yeah, see, even starting it off, edgy. What's going on today? That doesn't sound very nice.
Oh, there's a glass.
That must be a special bottle.
Goodness.
Anyway!
You nope. Talk like Tiny Tim.
Sure. Nope. Pop quiz question.
Only 12 people have won the EGOT, the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, the Tony. Name the name of the only EGOT winner between Bob Newhart, Cher, Whoopi Goldberg, Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay, and again, this is somebody who has won the Emmy, the Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
You are correct, sir.
That's correct. Oh, I believe that you are correct, sir.
Oh, you are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Movie news, filmmaker Logan Clemens has made a movie that he says exposes Obama's health plan as the disaster that it is. It's called Sick and Sicker. Now, this very law-abiding citizen all of a sudden has been hit with a full-blown IRS audit.
Well, that's what a coincidence. Huh.
Gee, that is so odd that would happen. Here's a really dumb movie. It's currently in production. Apollo Creed from the movie Rocky has a grandson. He is going to fight in a world championship fight, but his trainer is not his godfather, his grandfather, Creed. His trainer is his grandfather's archenemy, Rocky, a.k.a. Sylvester Stallone. I mean, they're grandfathers now. Let it go.
But then later on, Rocky and Apollo became friends.
Oh, let it go, though. Who cares?
You know, I talked.
Are there not better things to make movies about?
I talked this morning. I just talked this morning to Sly Stallone.
Really?
No, that. Don't lie during the BQ.
Well, I'm not lying. I'll prove it. I recorded it. He was on by satellite. I said, Sly, don't you think it's time to give up the whole Rocky thing? Here's what he said.
Yeah, no, you know, it's a paycheck, you know. And then we get Apollo Creed, his grandson and stuff. I mean, you know.
About the money.
Leave it to you to get that on tape, Franco.
Exclusively here, nowhere else. Mm-hmm. Charles Jaco will have it on here tomorrow.
No, I think it's what? Jill John St. Kim.
No, he's not here anymore.
Something like that. Requesting tickets for the World Series in Kansas City, Royal fans Don Cheadle, Chris Cooper, Eminem, who's from Detroit. I don't know why he likes Kansas City. Columbus Short and Eric Stone Street from Modern Family.
Man, I'm sorry. I just looked up on the monitor here in the studio. There's Renee Zellweger, the most recent.
How about that new face of hers?
Boy, she's beautiful. She's really cute now.
Yeah, she's looking like she just smelled a fart.
Yeah.
She commented on it and said essentially that she's healthy now.
Yeah,
and that's why
rested.
She looks that way.
Why don't you tell the truth?
Really?
Like nobody knows.
Requesting tickets for the World Series in San Francisco, all Giant fans, Danny Glover, Rob Schneider, Clint Eastwood, George Lucas, Tom Hanks, who all have season tickets to the Giants.
Paul Rudd is a big Royals fan, too, I saw during.
Who is?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah, Paul Rudd is a big Royal fan.
Yeah.
New York Post headline. So a man who did four ice buckets over his head and for the ALS charity complained after the last one, done back-to-back-to-back-to-back, that his neck really ached. They rushed him to the hospital, diagnosed with a brain hemorrhage, died.
There you go.
New York Post headline screamed, death by ice bucket. That's very strange. Very odd.
It doesn't seem odd to me. I got to tell you something. I don't like the feeling of ice water. I you know,
mm-mm.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't had a heart attack.
Yeah. Well, somebody died.
Yeah.
This date in world history, October 22nd, 2134 B.C., before Christ. So you had 2014 to it. So this is 4,000 years ago. According to the World Almanac, Chinese recorded the first eclipse of the sun. Now, how in the hell did they know it was October 22nd? Who's writing this stuff down? And how do they even know when the sun eclipse of the sun is?
Yeah, I agree.
That's very odd.
Yeah.
Very strange. Kind of bothers me. Yesterday, I told you that Jennifer Lopez is going to sign a new deal in Las Vegas. Now it has happened. It's on all the newspapers now. You heard it here first on the Frank O'Pinion Show.
Mike, you hear a lot of things here first.
You do, homie.
Sure do.
And finally.
Cold-hearted
all the rules of the night removes the color from my sight. Red is yellow, yellow, white.
What is that from?
Moody Blues. Knights of White Satin. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
I'm a poet, didn't know it, but my wife calls me Longfellow for another reason. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's quoting and doing comedy simultaneously.
Thank you.
Few can do that.
I didn't.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Okay. Only 12 people have won the EGOT, the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, the Tony. Name the name of the only EGOT winner between Bob Newhart, Cher, Whoopi Goldberg, Neil Patrick Harris.
Well, I'll go Bob Newhart.
Tough one.
I'll say Cher.
I'm also going to say Cher.
Answer is... Whoopi Goldberg won an Oscar for Best Actress in Ghost 1991. Whoopi Goldberg won a Grammy Best Comedy Album 1986.
No.
Whoopi Goldberg won the Emmy for Best Talk Show Host on The View 2008. Whoopi Goldberg won the Tony for Producing Thoroughly Modern Millie 2004. Answer is Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm sick. I cannot stand the sight of her. Have you ever seen her be funny? Whoopi Goldberg.
I enjoyed Sister Act.
Okay, Sister Act was good.
Sister Act was good.
A couple of her movies are very good. I'm talking about as a
she's
supposed to be
as a stand-up comedian. No, I never watched those.
Well, I watched
Comic Relief.
I watched some of it. I think she was funny. Yes, she did a couple of really good movies. I'll give her that. Now nobody got it, did we?
No.
He said Bob Newhart. We said Cher. Saw a clip of that Moonstruck the other night. I got to watch that movie again, too. That's a great movie, Moonstruck.
I don't
Nicolas
think I've ever
Cage.
Seen that one.
Oh, my goodness, Nicolas Cage and Cher. Get it. It's fantastic.
I've seen her in The Mask.
Yeah, it's really,
mask.
Really yeah. The Mask.
Was it The Mask?
I think it's just Mask.
Mask, yeah.
I believe. That was good. That was good, too. Cher's done some good movies. Bethena Heating and Cooling. If you will just remember that name, Bethena, you may not need it today. You may not need it. Hey, 38 tonight. You see that?
Mm.
So where I live, it'll be 35, because every time I get out to my house, it drops 3 to 5 degrees. So 35, mid-30s, close to freezing tonight. Heater time. For those of you who have avoided turning on the heat, good luck trying to do that tonight. You'll probably have to kick it on. And then there's that smell, that first time of the season you turn on the heat, smells like your house is burning down.
Turn all those bug carcasses.
That's pretty normal. Don't worry about it. But it is that time where a lot of people are going to realize this. Hey, this thing's not cranking out very much warm air. Matheny, that's the only name you need. If you're AM and the PM, if you truly are AM and the PM, shame on you if you call anybody else. How do you live with yourself? How do you go to sleep at night knowing that you called somebody other than Matheny and you listen to this show for free? We don't even charge for this. All we ask in way of by the way of payment is you give our advertisers a shot. Give them a chance. Have them out one time, Matheny, one time. My guess is you won't ever want to have anybody else out. 72 years, family business, and they work on everything. There's nothing you own. There's not a heating and cooling system any one of you listening has in your business or your home they can't work on or replace. They'll take care of it. They've done it for 72 years. All of St. Louis County and about 98% of St. Charles County. Sorry, Illinois. You'll just have to find somebody over there that you trust, and I'm sure there's somebody good over there. For now, it's Missouri, and it's Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. If you want to know more, go to this website, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the only real slowdowns left over, westbound 40 between Kings Highway, McCausland, a little bit heavy 270 through Mason. Westbound 44, I believe the sunshine probably was a factor in the slowdown between Shrewsbury and Big Bend. Looks like things are starting to thin out a little bit. You're also slow at Bowles. On southbound 170, stacking up now from Ladue down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, still slowing from Lindbergh through New Florissant. On eastbound 40 downtown, everything is thinned out. We do have an accident northbound Riverview at Hall Street. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mrs. Freshley's. Feeling rushed during rush hour? Slow things down with one of Mrs. Freshley's delectable snack cakes. Mrs. Freshley's, make life sweeter. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Well, hey, tomorrow, talent show day. Start rehearsing tonight at home. Be ready. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
when the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan. All
right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Police warning residents in Waterloo of a suspicious man, what the man said to a teenage girl that has some people concerned.
They're serving up a lesson in life and meals to those in need. I'll tell you how these SIUE students are getting involved in their community.
A crowd of protesters growing in Ferguson tonight, the reason the demonstrators are gathering.
First on Fox, Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox over a large crowd of protesters in Ferguson tonight. They're showing support for the National Day of Protest.
Fox 2's Rocky Madden is there. And Rocky, have the protests been peaceful so far?
Yeah, they've been very peaceful so far. They are now marching down Chambers Road. They came from West Florissant and Canfield.